Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Spanzo, Lu Nishmas, Arbi HaKasholoi, Min Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik, in the first Daf of Perek Chelik, and the first Mishnah starts by saying, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelik Lo'ilam Abo. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has a Chelik Lo'ilam Abo, and immediately after it says, Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelik Lo'ilam Abo. There's a list of people that don't have a Chelik Lo'ilam Abo. The Leshem, grandfather of Eliashiv, the big Mekubal, wrote the Sfarim Leshem Shvoi VeAchlamo. He has a Sefer HaGdomo to Inyoni Kabbalah, which is called HaGdomos VeSharim. And there in Shaar Vov, he's Mari Chalat on Inyoni Oilom Habo Yemoisa Mashiach and the Din and everything that has to do with it. And the big Yisoy that he says over there is that everyone in Klal Yisrael is destined to come to Oilom Habo. We'll just add one more Nikudo to what he says. And that's the Ramchal, the famous Ramchal, beginning of the Astfunis, also a little bit of the Messias Hisharim. The Ramchal says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to get to Olam Haba. There's no other purpose but getting to Olam Haba. Elama, to get to Olam Haba without earning it, is Nahamad Kisufa. It's an embarrassing thing. A person gets something for free, it's embarrassing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh as a way to earn Olam Haba. So Olam Hazeh is only a method, a pathway to reach Olam Haba through the Ma'aseh when a person deserves to get to Olam Haba. In other words, a person should not get to Olam Haba for free, he needs to deserve it. Therefore, we have this Olam Hazeh. Says the Leshem, every single thing that happens in this world, every single thing that happens to that person is all to bring into Olam Haba. If he does the right thing, he does mitzvahs, he learns Torah, he gets rewarded, and he gets to Olam Haba. Or, there's another path. The other path is a person who does not deserve to get to Olam Haba based on his deeds. He needs to go through another path to get to Olam Haba. What's the other path? You go through the Yisurim, there's Gehenoim, there is Gilgul and Neshamis. There's all kinds of different pathways that a person needs to go to get to Olam Haba. This connects to what we spoke about in the on the Peches. There's a difference between Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Haba and Ezu Ben Olam Haba. As Mefarshim say over there, Ben Olam Haba is somebody already now you know belongs to Olam Haba immediately. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Haba, it means everybody has the potential. He has some Chelek Lo'ilam Haba, but he needs to reach there. Says the Teres Chaim, there's a long path to get to Olam Haba. So Zog the Leshem, every single Yid, regardless of how far he is, will receive Olam Haba. That's a haftacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to every single Yid. You will reach Olam Haba regardless. And when the Mishnah tells us over here, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Haba, it means that most Yidin are getting to Olam Haba in a pretty direct way. Meaning, maybe it's not Ben Olam Haba, who is already in Olam Haba immediately now. He needs to go through some pathway to get to Olam Haba. There's some tikkunim that needs to be done, but it's a pretty straight pathway. There's some that the pathway is a much longer pathway. There's some that need to cross much larger seas and oceans to get to their Olam Haba. The Lasha brings it as an example. The Gemara Chagiga that says that Rameir said that we want Acher, his Rebbe Acher, to be punished so that's how you'll get to Olam Haba. Even Acher, through punishment, gets to Olam Haba. And he goes on to explain the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says that the biggest poishim in Mordim, it says Gehenem Kolev Ehem Einem Kolim. So he brings the Ramami Pano that explains not that you will never leave Gehenna. It means literally what it means. Gehenim kole, fehem kolim. The Gehenna will end. At some stage in the future, there'll be no Gehenna anymore. And they, then, after they will be by Gehenna all these generations and all these years, they will reach Olam Haba. And even though the Pashup Shai Nar Mishnah is there's a list of people, She'ein lem chelek Olam Haba, it brings the Gemara Lekamon that says, Dor she'ri shumois omru kulom bo'in Olam Haba. And he goes on to be marich and arichus gdoilo. So after going through all the dinim and the mishpot and the process, and after all the avarice that a Russia created, they themselves punish him. Once that ends, he goes to Olam Haba. And the bottom line is that every single Yid, as Russia as he can be, will get to Olam Haba, including the entire list that we have in our Mishnah. Because the rule the Mishnah starts with, that's the rule we follow. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. Some have a long pathway to get there, but eventually they will reach Olam Haba. And he brings the Gemara Le'il and Daflav and Zayin that says, Vayorach Edrech Begodov, Alti Kib Godov Ala Boigdov. That even the biggest Rishoyim, even the biggest Boigdim, you have the Reyach Toiv, the good smell underneath, the Neshama Te'oiro, that reaches Olam Haba. And this is a tremendous yesoid of the Leshem as we enter Perek Chelek. As we enter the Sugyas, that there are a list of people, She'enim Chelek Olam Haba. Comes the Leshem, it says, that's all in the first stage. That's when, if they don't have a direct path to Olam Haba, they need to go through a much longer process to get to Olam Haba. But eventually, Kol Nefesh Mi Yisrael reaches Olam Haba, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lev Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to Hotsuko, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.